You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Yes, good morning, saints of God. This is Tom Jones, and it is time to wake up, including myself. I'm having a difficult time this morning trying to wake up, and although I was up quite early this morning, it's still hard for me to wake up. But anyway, I hope you're going to enjoy the program today. I've got a lot to share. A couple things. Don't forget that the radio station here at 91.5 is having a fall fundraiser. If you'd like to contribute, the number here, I believe, is it 631, Danny?
632.
I'm sorry, 632-1000. I always get the number mixed up. If you want to be a part of something great in Brevard County, You know, ministries take a lot of money. They just take a lot of money. And I know to run my little ministry or what the Lord's have me do, it, you know, I always get concerned about the money. I won't go there today. But it just takes a lot to keep ministries functioning, that they're able to help other people, other ministries. So if you want to be a part of really something great in Brevard County, call in 632-1000 if you'd like to contribute to the radio station. I believe there's a couple needs here at the station, and they would greatly appreciate that. Be a part of something great in Brevard County. Also, our church is having a revival night. I usually don't share anything too much about the church. I do love it. I love Pastor Malcolm Wild, a great teacher. I'm like a sponge when he speaks. I just listen to everything he shares, and I keep telling him, you know, his messages are really, really outstanding and from the heart. And you could tell he takes a lot of time. He's studying. He's very knowledgeable in the Word of God, much more than I'll ever be. He's just very, very anointed, very good. And thank you, Pastor Mark and Wild, for really being a great blessing to the body of Christ and to my wife and I. So I want to just really say thank you. They are to you, Pastor Malcolm Wild. Anyway, they're having a revival night. I believe it's for teenagers, I believe. I'm going, even though I'm an old guy. I think I'm going. I asked one of my guys at work yesterday. I said, Ryan, would you like to go? I even asked my business partner, Paul, would you like to go? So it's called Revival Night. Ryan Rise, I believe his name is, Worship by Promise Me. I don't think I really heard of his music. I think I had once. I think I did. It's really good, anointed. They're going to have dinner from 4 to 6. And then the revival night will begin after that. So that's going to be at Calvary Chapel in Merritt Island, 3500 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island. I'll be announcing that in the next couple Thursdays when I'm on, and Friday, about the revival night. I think it's so needed. I think we all need a touch from God. You know, just I encourage you all to, as the Word says, draw near to Him, and He will draw near to us. And this is a time, I think we're at a critical point in America. I really do. I saw a couple weeks ago, there's this girl that was holding a sign on US 1. And I drove past her, and I was talking to my wife, and she would go back and share with her. And she just had the sign said, revolution, revolution. So I just went over to her. You know me. You know, in God's love, I was just trying to share Christ with her a little bit. But I said, what's your revolution about? She went on and on about down with America, capitalism. And I said, well, you know, these things made America great. And I said, we do need a revolution. She said, that's right, man. That's right. We need a revolution. I said, but for Jesus. We need a revolution for Jesus. She didn't like that. But, you know, we don't need to fight and argue with one another. You know, we need to get along. My message this morning is about His love. You know, it's about love never fails. You know why? Because God never fails, and God is love. I need to remember that. When you get out on the road, when you get in the grocery store, you know, everybody's complaining, everybody's arguing, everybody's fighting. We don't need any of this. You know, the Word says, peace I give unto thee, not as the world gives, but I give unto thee. It's just spend quality time with the Lord. And if you don't know Him, well, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but all have everlasting life. Do you have that everlasting life? You know, it doesn't mean just because you become a Christian, you're perfect. You know, I wasn't. I'm still not. You know, I tried as best I can. And I'm just being transparent here. You know, I still struggle with issues, and I take them to Jesus. And He said, I came to give you life, and I came to give it to you abundantly. These people that are going around throwing bricks, rocks, and yelling and screaming and down with this and down with this, you know, we live in one of the greatest countries on earth, you know, and Jesus wants us to be that light into the dark places. And you may not agree with someone, you know, but you know, they have their voices too, and we need to listen to them. We don't need to argue. I didn't argue with that lady. I tried to represent Jesus there with her, but I said, we need a revolution. You're absolutely right. It's for Jesus. She kind of towed me off a little bit, but I still loved on her. And I think that's what we need to do, is have his love, his mercy and his grace and his compassion, his gentleness. And, you know, the world's, it's getting tough. Sometimes I just come home sometimes and I have to be honest with you, just totally exhausted. So every now and then we do need a revival. We need Jesus to stir us up. And that's the purpose of my program coming here each week, is to stir you saints of God up. And those of you that don't know him, and for you to come to know him as your Lord and Savior, you know, draw near to him. As he said, I'll draw near to you. And we all need that revival. We need that stirring of our heart and our spirit and our minds. And I don't think it's just once a year going to a revival service. I think it's a daily thing that we spend quality time with him. Spend about 5-10 minutes in the morning, and just, you know, don't have the TV on and don't look at the websites and all this other stuff and social media. Turn that stuff off. You know, I'm not saying it's bad, but too much of it, you know, it gets ridiculous. You know, every time I take my wife to lunch or something, I'm seeing a husband on the phone, a wife on the phone, the kids on the phone. Does anyone ever put that stuff down? You know, and we wonder why we're in the mess we're in, because we're so much involved in social media. We're involved in everything else other than Jesus. And then we have a crisis, then we run to him, you know, and we need to spend time with him. So turn off that phone. You know, my generation, you know, I know I'm older, you know, but I believe my generation sees that as rude. That when you go out with someone and they're constantly on their phone, you know, I think it's rude because they're not paying attention to what you're saying, and they're not listening to you. They really don't care. And I think it's really rude if, you know, you're a brother and you take your wife out and you're on the phone and your wife's just sitting there. I think that's rude. I think you need to listen to what's on her heart, because you women out there have a lot to say. You really do. I'm where I am today because of my wife, not because of me, because of Jesus and my wife. You know, she told me, quit talking and talk and go live it. You know, you can talk a good talk, or is the word going to get from the head to the heart? And it's the heart that's going to stir you up to do the things that Jesus told you to do. And my wife has many, many times, in God's grace and mercy and love, has said, you know, this isn't right. This isn't right. And I take a look at that. She's not, she doesn't say it to be critical or mean-spirited. She says it in a loving way. You know, she knows she can't clean me up. One time she told me years ago, I think I was gaining a little bit of weight. She said, you're getting a little pudgy. And the more she tell me that, the more pudgier I got. You know, I was just being honest. So, you know, your wives don't pick on your husband. It's just, you know, just keep him in prayer. You know, it's hard fighting this battle and waking up every day, facing the world challenges and all this other stuff. That's why we got to stay focused on Jesus and fall deeper in love with him like never before. I'm here to fire you up and stir you up as Jesus is stirring me up and firing me up. You know, I try not to talk a talk. I try to live this Christian life to the fullest and the best I can. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. I just keep going back to Jesus, saying, look, Lord, I need help. And this area that I need help in is really found in the gospel of 1 Corinthians, the greatest gift. You know what that greatest gift is? His love. And when he pours out his love on us, we need to turn around and pour it out on others. And that's my message today. Again, don't forget the revival night. It's going to be at Calvary in Merritt Island on 3500 North Courtney Parkway in Merritt Island. Again, I think they're providing a dinner. Yes, November 15th. It's on a Saturday from 4 to 6. Then after that, the revival begins. And it's a special singing group, Worship by Promise Me. So you'll enjoy it. I'm trying to bring a few people with me. And so sometimes I need a stirring in my heart. And if I do, then I know you do too. And the best way to have that is, you know, I love revivals. I always have, but it's spending that quality time each and every day with him, you know? And I want you to exercise that. Can be difficult, yes, but, you know, discipline yourself. And to spend about 10 minutes in prayer. Then open the Word up. Start in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels. That's a good place to start. And then find a good church to get into. That's really important. You know, I hear so many people say, you know, I don't need church. And I just look at them, and sometimes I really don't know what to say to them. Tell them, you know. But the Word tells us to forsake not the assembling. And, you know, it's you know, I had that one time I had an issue that about a church and a pastor that hurt me dearly. But, you know, we're all going to get hurt, you know, but we have to learn to forgive as well. But churches are there to help us grow. They're to help us in our
our walk with Christ and to fall deeper in love with Jesus and to learn basically the Word of God. Because I tell you, that's important in these days that we live in, that we know the Word, that we can stand on it and not be. One time in Hawaii, we had, when I was over there as a missionary, and I was stationed over there the first couple tours, I was stationed there during Vietnam, when Vietnam was winding down. And they had a gentleman over there. He was studying counterfeit. And we had him at our Full Gospel Businessman Fellowship. And he said, we don't spend time on counterfeit money. He said, we don't need to. We just study the real money, the currency, and we'll know what's fake. And I thought, oh, that's true. So that's why, you know, the Word of God, it's here to help us. It's here to guide us. It's here to strengthen us and encourage us and for us to really get closer to Him. As the Word says, I'll draw near to you. We need to draw near to Him. So that's my words for you right now. I'm going to put a song on. Hope you enjoyed. It's by Michael W. Smith. And then I'll be back on to share about God's love. So I hope you enjoyed the song by Michael W. Smith. I sure like his music, and I've always enjoyed him. Even he came to Hawaii one time and just sold out. And very gifted gentleman. I believe he was a pastor at one time in Tennessee. Very anointed singer. You know, and I seem to get around people like that. I just kind of want to go hide in a cave or something. You know, and sorry I went over on time a little bit this morning. My message will be, I'll just bring it up next week. It's called The Greatest Gift. And if you want to study that for next week, you can find in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and through verse 13 through verse 13. And the last verse is, and now abideth faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest is love. Don't forget that. I'll be sharing a little bit more about that next week because I think I'm running out of time. And sorry about that. These half-hour programs, I mean, I enjoy them. Sharing with my wife about taking on another half-hour program. And, you know, it's been tugging my heart a little bit because, you know, I like to pray for people because there's a lot of people that are hurting. I plan to, you know, like people to call in and share their heart if they need a prayer request or they have a testimony they want to share. So as of next month, Lord willing, you know, I'll be on starting, I believe, Danny, it's the 6th of November, 6th of November for on Thursdays for an hour at the same time, I believe, right, Danny, 9 to 10. And then also it'll appear again Friday from 4, Danny, is it 4, Danny, to 5? So I share this not bragging or boasting in no way, shape, or form. I'm humbled, you know, to be on the radio, and I really am. You know, I realize I'm not the most qualified, I know that. There's other people that are much more gifted, talented. The pastors are on before me. The pastors are on after me. They're anointed, so anointed and gifted. But, you know, we're gifted, you know, you're gifted too, and we all have talents in our life, and we need to ask the Lord to help us with those talents to bring them out. You know, sometimes our lives are like a tree. You know how a tree loses all its leaves? It's the fall up in Connecticut and Kentucky, Indiana, Carolinas. The leaves are falling, they're turning colors, and they're falling. Sometimes our life, we tend to lose our leaves, and we go dormant. And this is an hour in a season where the Lord's trying to wake us all up, including myself, you know, because we're all given gifts and we're all given talents, and don't fall asleep on us. That's one of the little program here is called Wake Up, that we wake up and hear what he's telling us to hear and to do the things he's telling us to do and to be that blessing he's calling us to be. So I'm not trying to make a name. Listen, I'm not here to, you know, talk about Tom. I think one time I heard Billy Graham say, if my name is brought up one time, it's brought up once too many. And we don't need to glorify Tom. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to make a name. We need to glorify Jesus. And that's what this program's all about. You know, it's not trying to get more radio time. And, you know, I asked my wife a little bit about calling my friend on TV, but I'm not called to go back on TV again. I enjoyed it the season. It was a lot of fun. I did have to grow up because I thought it was all about Tom. You know, when you get to be on TV with a lot of famous people, you know, it can become about you, you know. It can really quickly and easily, you can get caught up in that stuff. And I got caught up. I'll never forget. And then I was on TV quite a bit for their telethons, just to be on with Claude, which I really did this. I love Claude. He's a good friend of mine. His wife passed away a couple of years ago, and Frida, and I really miss her. But that was for a season in my life. It was a time for me to grow up. It was not a time to... I think I got a little cocky on TV, and then after being on for a while, years, and it was around a lot of really neat people, and some that were, it was about them, and then the Lord had to deal with me, and then I had an auto accident. It was really bad, and then they gave me 2 days to live. So, you know, the radio program, the TV rather, was... It should have been centered more around Jesus and not what God's doing with me or what he's doing with Claude, the TV. That's why it's so important to stay focused and keep your eyes on Jesus. As his words, his perfect peace is his, whose mind is stayed on him, not stayed on other things and stuff and materialism and homes and cars and get caught up in loving all these things, but really caught up my message will be the greatest gift. And the greatest gift that Jesus has given us is him and his love that he shed on the cross, that you and I might have life and life more abundantly. And that's what it's about. You know, it's not about, you know, if I can get the next trillion, if I can get another million, I'll become a billionaire and all this stuff. Are you going to take it with you? Absolutely not. You know, be good stewards with what God gives you. And I'm all for that. But I'm all for giving. And I'm all for giving because that's what Christ does. He loves us and loves us and loves us that he gives and gives and gives. And, you know, that's why I come here each week to stir you up and to encourage you to don't be just a hear the word. Just become a doer. Say, Lord, what am I supposed to do in this life? What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to be a blessing to? It may cost you, but, you know, keep on, as I heard one pastor say, keep on keeping on. You know, the run the race, the scriptures tell us, run the race with confidence, the race is set before us. So that gift and that love that he gives you, you need to go and pour it out to other people and love on them. Don't be mad. Don't hold grudges. I had someone call me a name last week, and it really hurt me. And I won't share who it was, but this person was a very, very dear friend of mine. But he slipped, you know, like we all do. We get in the flesh. You know, that's why Paul said in the scriptures that we must decrease that Jesus can increase. Because if, you know, if I'm increasing, look out. It's disastrous. But if I have Jesus increasing every single day of my life and yield more to him and less of Tom, I'm not going to get flesh results anymore. But we are to forgive. And I had to forgive that person. And I'm going to be talking to him tomorrow. And, you know, and we're called to love. And we're called to forgive and to forget. And we might remember it, but we're still called to love him. Love those people that's hurt us. Forgive them 70 times 7, which is 490 times. Let's learn to forgive. Let's learn to let his love flow from Jesus through us to others. That people can see him. They can see Jesus. And they won't see you. They'll say, hey, there's something different about you. One time I had someone tell me, what makes you tick? I said, what makes me tick is Jesus, you know, knowing him as my Lord and Savior. And that's what I want you to do, is to know him more and more each and every day that you wake up, that you breathe, that you can stay focused. Well, my time's just about up. Hope you've enjoyed the program. Sorry I didn't get to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I will share that next week. And until next week, may you have a wonderful and blessed week. God bless you. And remember, stay awake.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.